Hello.
Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're conducting a public opinion survey about local issues and your opinions are needed. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, we're conducting a brief survey about local issues in your community and your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential and I assure that this is not a sales call. First of all, are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
I am.
And do you think of yourself as male, female, or gender non-conforming or not exclusive, male or female?
Female.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth? Just to make sure we speak to all ages.
1956.
Thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, yes or no?
No.
And what is your race? Just to make sure we speak to all races.
Afro-American.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have a college degree.
Okay. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. 0 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all. From 0 to 10?
0.
Okay. And thinking ahead, thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, just somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
And please rate your feelings towards some people, organization, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. The first one is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. From 0 to 10, how would you rate him?
10.
Donald Trump?
0.
Joe Biden?
5.
5. Attorney General Josh Stein?
I'm not familiar with him.
Never heard of. The Republican Party in general, from 0 to 10, how would you rate the Republican Party?
0.
Kamala Harris, from 0 to 10?
10.
And the Democratic Party, from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Now, we're almost done with the work. 40% now. Thank you for your time. I know it is still a long way off, but if the elections in November 2024 for president were held today, from who would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent or third party or undecided? Or would vote for other political offices but not president?
Joe Biden.
And I know it is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement A, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Or statement B, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to me everyday life. A or B?
A.
Much more or just somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Just somewhat more. And which of the following statements is closest to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? I have 3 options. The first one. Our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. The second option, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Or the last one, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. So the last one, okay. And in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? The future of the planet, positive or negative?
Repeat that again.
Do you feel negative or positive about the future of the planet?
Negative.
Your own future, negative or positive?
Positive.
the future of the country?
Negative.
Okay. Do you expect it to be harder or easier for you to vote in upcoming 2024 November general elections, or will it be about the same?
Same.
And thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. The first one, I don't know enough about the candidate. The second one, because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. It is difficult for me to vote. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people who like me voting. The next one, I don't like any of the candidates. Or the last two, because voting doesn't change things that matter to me, or I don't have time to vote. Or none of the above.
Hey.
The first one. Okay. And who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming election? All politicians, MAGA Republicans, racist politicians, Democrats, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Thank you. And we're almost done. We're at 60% now. Thank you again for your kindness to help us. Below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how concerned you are about each item on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you are very concerned, 5 means you're neither concerned nor concerned, and 0 means you are not concerned at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. And the first potential threat to democracy in America is restructuring the Department of Justice so that the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters. From 0 to 10, how concerned? Very concerned. Okay. The next one. Having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote. From 0 to 10, how concerned? Sending voters, yes, 10. The next one, sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors.
5.
Allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns. From 0 to 10?
10.
The next one, increasing political violence in response to American election. From 0 to 10?
5.
The next one, giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.
5.
From 0 to 10? And the last three, arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
10.
The last two, preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
10.
And the last one, creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
5.
Okay, and now how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your community today? Is it a big problem, somewhat of a problem, small problem, or not a problem?
Somewhat of a problem.
Have you or any, you personally know, experienced any racist comment or behavior within the past 2 years? Yes, personally. Yes, I know someone, or not. Not experienced.
Yes, personally.
And below are some statements that Democrats have made about Republicans. And please, on a scale from 0 to 10, indicate how concerned you are about this statement. 10 means you are extremely concerned about this statement. 5, you are somewhat concerned. And 0 means you are not at all concerned about this statement. And this is basically the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your time. The first one. But MAGA Republicans are attacking our freedom to vote so they can take and hold power for themselves. From 0 to 10, how concerned? Since our nation's founding, a faction has tried to suppress the power of people of color from enslavement to Jim Crow segregation. From 0 to 10?
Yes.
The next one. Instead of addressing the rising cost of living, MAGA Republicans continue to cater to the wealthy corporations that are raising our prices while not paying taxes.
10.
And the last one. MAGA Republicans are trying to create barriers to the ballot box and even overturn our elections.
Yes.
Thank you. And now here is a short list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which of one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issue that you care about the most? And again, you may select up to two. The first one is talking to friends and family about politics, boycotting a company, voting in federal elections such as president or U.S. Congress, engaging in direct action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, engaging in civil disobedience, volunteering for a local organization in my community, voting in a state or local election such as for governor or mayor, or the last three, attending city council meetings, donating to political campaigns or organizations, or posting on social media, or none of the above.
None of the above.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10 again. 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just somewhat power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
5.
Okay. And one last time, if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent or third-party or undecided? Or will you vote for other political offices, not president?
Biden.
And which of the following are you more concerned about? Donald Trump's constant lying and misrepresentations, or Joe Biden's age and mental and physical health?
Trump.
And if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom will you vote, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris.
And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
A Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong?
Strong.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
And have you ever been a member of a union, yes or no?
No.
And do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend or something else?
I own my own.
And were you born in the United States or in another country?
United States.
And were your parents born in the United States or another country?
United States.
And for whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, or not eligible in 2020?
Biden.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your current employment status, full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or a stay-at-home parent or a student?
Retired.
Thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get the right category, please. Was it less than 20?
I won't discuss that.
But maybe just the category. Is that correct,
I won't
please?
Discuss that.
Okay. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. And your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening. Thank you. Bye.
Don't ask me a survey. My crazy...